When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you love history but hate when it's stuffy and boring? Well, look no further and join me, Katie Charlwood, your friend, the neighborhood social scientist and reader of books, as I delve into unsolved historical mysteries, murders by gaslight, and of course, women who have been misrepresented through all time. On Who Did What Now, the history podcast that's not your history class. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with more on the Inbox of Oddities. I haven't seen your face in person for a while now. It's nice to see you at least on the computer screen. You have a very nice face. You should know
this. I like your face.
I'm glad you feel that way. You're still in Maine?
I am in Maine. My mom's surgery is in 2 days, and so I've just been getting ready and doing work stuff and visiting with people, which has been nice. But I'm staying at my friend Amber's house,
right,
which is in the middle of the woods. It's East Bumfuck is what they call it. And the first night I was here, which I've never been to her house before, the first night I was here, I was getting ready to go to bed. And so I had turned off all the lights. And just as I turned off the last light before I went into the bedroom, my phone notification went off and it was like, bloop, and I looked at it and it said, there's an AirTag moving toward you.
What?
And I mean, yeah, that was my reaction. I've never seen that before. So
what time was this?
Like, I was like, okay. So I went into the app and it showed me that the AirTag had been following me since Brewer. So maybe like 10, 15 miles. And I was like, well, that's not comforting at all.
No.
And so I went into the app and I was a little concerned that it was like, you remember that movie Hush we watched? where that
yes.
girl was being
yeah.
You got it. So you know where my mind's at.
Exactly do.
But I went into the app and I made the AirTag make a ring-a-ding sound, and it was on my friend's keys. She'd give me her keys because I borrowed a car. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Complete sense.
That's fine.
Oh, my God. There's an AirTag following you everywhere you go.
Not impressed. Not impressed with that feature at all.
The Inbox of Oddities is where we share emails or messages from social media or wherever we find them, you know.
And if you email us your stories, like in your voice, well, oftentimes we'll share those as well.
We've got a ton of them over the years, and most of them have been used on Halloween specials.
Mm-hmm.
There's some that we've gone back and dug through and brought back to life. We dug them up and we resurrected them. We're always thrilled to hear new stories from you as well. We get lots of those. Curator at theboxofoddities.com. But got this message from Stevie, who says, I think Kat should definitely talk about St. Hildegard. Not only was she a prolific musician and gardener, but also had supposed divine visions most of her life and created her own language called the Lingua Ignota. Check out some of her music on YouTube. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's still much of it survives today.
Fun.
Make it a note.
Absolutely. Christy sent this message. Just so you know, I'm not stalking you both. I did send a message to your website, too, but heck, my car can't even make it to the Iowa border these days, so you're safe. I just wanted to say I appreciate you both in your podcast. I love Kat's sense of humor. I say things like you, Kat. At least I know I'm not the only one with a quirky personality. I feel so alone at times when my mouth barfs out what I'm thinking. Anyway, have a great weekend. You should look up the, I'm not going to say, because I did look it up and it's very interesting and I'm going to do that as a topic. So I'm not going to share that part. But I did want to say, Chrissy goes on to say, I've got some creepy tales about my aunt and uncle's place in Minnesota. I'll tell you sometime. So I'm just saying, yes, tell us sometime.
Yeah.
Please
record it. Send it in. We'd love to hear about it. Got this email from Pete. Says, hi, Lord and Lady of Los Fricos. I just had my first boo effect. I was walking down the Swan River here in Perth, Western Australia.
Swan listening River.
It's Moon River, sweetie, you're thinking of. And you're combining it with way down upon the Swanee River, probably. It's like a Stephen Foster mix-up. Anyway, he's walking along in Australia next to the Swan River, listening to episode 624, when I was captivated by a jellyfish in the water. It was swimming against the current and getting nowhere, and it was so cute. I took a pic and a vid, and then went on my way. Not 3 minutes later, Jethro starts talking about jellyfish. Not the same species, unfortunately. But what are their chances in any case? So many people having boo effects. I wonder if your podcast is a nexus in time, a pin in the undulating ribbon of life.
Ooh.
I often think that too, but in less poetic ways. Keep doing what you're doing so exquisitely well, folks. Love to you both and any sundry strays you may have picked up along the way. Thanks, Pete.
Hey, friend. This is Liz from Nebraska here. In episode 622, you did a really cool segment on a place that you pronounced Beatrice, but here in Nebraska, we call it Beatrice. I really enjoyed it. I think it's awesome. But I also had the internal screaming of like, it's Beatrice, which is fine. It's all good. But anyways, I love you guys so much. I love everything you do, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
I love the gentle kid hands with which they approach that, like sandwiching the compliments, you know?
Right, yeah.
I love you guys. You're really good. Here's how you really fucked up.
Yeah.
And also, you're really nice, and I love you.
Yeah, it's very Dale Carnegie of
It's what I need.
Have some leadership skills there. Totally understand what you mean, though. Coming from Bangor, Maine, where everybody insists on calling it Bangor.
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 It's Bangor.
Speaking of which, I was at Bull Moose the other day, obviously, because I'm in Maine. And
it's a vinyl record store, right?
They had a Tombstone Every Mile record.
By Dick Curless?
That's right.
No kidding.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
Yeah, that was a song that was recorded at a local TV station back in the mid-60s, strangely enough, and it was about the haunted highway through the Haynesville woods, and the line is, if they buried it, every trucker lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. And have I done something on the Haynesville woods? I think I have, but I'm going to go back and look. That's got some weird stories and legends. It was a dangerous, dangerous road.
And that's near your hometown, yeah?
My hometown is the end destination, right before the Canadian border. But this was before the interstate got that far north.
Ah.
And so this road was just a ribbon of asphalt through dense forest for about 300 miles. And there were no gas stations. There were no rest stops. It was just cut out of the forest. It was remote, and it snowed a lot, and people died.
So, hey, let's write a song about it.
Valerie wrote to us and said, hey, Kat and JG, love the box. My husband got me into it with the Gross Food Museum, and I've been hooked ever since. Just a couple of poems to show my appreciation for all your hard work. I hope this is read in April for National Poetry Month, but I've been missing dates, so whenever is great. You know, not quite April, but just missed it. Number one, the boo always says, well, those were different times. It upsets me now. A little haiku for you this morning or this afternoon or whatever time it is, wherever you are. Number two, Liquid Dreams, inspired by Box 198. Are there rings around Uranus? The Queen of Neptune would have liquid diamonds as a nightlight. The Queen of Neptune would wear solid diamonds cooled in the ice house of her wrists and fingers. You'll be under pressure. She's too hot to handle.
Amazing. Please send us more poetry, everyone.
More Boo-inspired poetry and art, too. Maybe we'll include it in our newsletter, which is now available. Thank you to Katrina Walls for doing all the heavy lifting on that.
Did you, by the way, put the sign-up form on the website?
By the time this airs, yes.
So no, then?
No, not yet. I've been a little busy since you've left. Just watering your plants is a full-time job.
I know, I'm sorry about that.
I mean, they're lovely.
How are they doing?
Most of them are dead, but...
Will they FaceTime me later today?
Yeah, I'll FaceTime your plants for you. The lettuce has been particularly lonely.
I got a text this morning from a number that I didn't recognize. And it says, why didn't you come to Diana's birthday party yesterday? Now.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of those.
I have received a lot of these, and I've only known one Diana in my whole life. I wrote back, she stole my broccoli casserole recipe and took credit for it at Amy's confirmation celebration. I'll punch a bitch. And then I got a reply, I'm so sorry, this must be the wrong number.
Right.
Yeah, it must
sure.
be.
It must be. Yeah, I get stuff like, want to play golf on Saturday?
Yes, I do.
Well, I do, yeah, but not from some rando I've never heard from in my entire life.
Also, when was the last time you played golf?
Oh my God, it's been so long. It's been so, real golf and
real
not
golf.
Like Top Golf or something.
Right.
Yeah, it's been years. And I would be embarrassed to go with you because you're very, very good. I've seen you play.
Uh-huh.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. You know, as your kids get older, there are some things about parenting that gets easier. I remember once hearing my sister tell my little niece, if you put your pants on, I'll give you some Fresca.
And when kids can start to reason that they get something if they do something right, it's a lot easier to manage them.
Having that conversation about money with your kids, that's not the easiest thing in the world. Fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that's where Greenlight can help.
Greenlight is a debit card and money app made just for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on the kids' spending and savings, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills.
Your kids will learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to the games that teach kids skills in a fun, accessible way.
When I was a kid, I had expected chores, and then I had bonus chores. And bonus chores were where I earned money. And so if you're thinking like, hey, my kids should be doing stuff around the house, yeah, no, you're not wrong. But maybe there's extra ways that they can learn how to be a successful financial money person.
What was one of the bonus chores that you had to do?
Rub my mom's feet.
And what did that pay?
I don't know, like a quarter or something.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate their life together.
Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/oddities. That's greenlight.com/oddities to try Greenlight for free.
Greenlight.com/oddities.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, my name is Stephanie, and I am a ghost tour guide in Providence, Rhode Island. I have a lot of kind of creepy stories compiled over the years, but this is something that did not happen on the ghost tour, but it is by far the story that I tell the most often. I am also an actor. I was in a production of Dracula a few years ago. I was playing one of the vampire brides, the vixens, as we were in that production. And the building we were performing in is actually a church in the middle of the city of Providence. And this building is pretty interesting. The church runs a soup kitchen every week. They are a wonderful establishment that happens mostly on the first floor. That is the kitchen and the dining hall. The second floor is the chapel. The third floor is a giant no man's land of empty space. We don't talk about it. We don't know about it. And it's not relevant to the story, so we're just going to skip over it. And the fourth floor is where the magic happens. That is where we have a black box theater in the front of the building. And toward the back of the building is actually an old apartment. That apartment was condemned a few years before doing this production. And I don't think anyone has lived there since the 1990s, but I do know of the last person who lived there. And he has his own stories about this building. So working on this show, we're approaching Tech Week, which if you're a theater person, you know that is the time to get stuff done. So that is when we have to finish kind of compiling the set, making sure all the costumes are there, running the show, dress rehearsals every night, things like that. So we're not there, but we're approaching, which means that bits and pieces of the show are coming together. So I am going in on a weekend. The soup kitchen has ended. I walk past that to get up to the fourth floor. To get there in this building, you go one of two ways. A stairwell that is extremely noisy, creaky, and altogether spooky, or they don't have an elevator, they have an elevator. So I take the elevator up to the fourth floor, and I'm kind of in costume. I have a pair of fishnets on, I have this like black and red tie-dye tunic t-shirt deal. My hair is teased beyond anything appropriate, and some pretty good vampire makeup. So we're going through the day, but I'm getting bored. I'm not one of the main characters, and I've been standing around for a while holding a pose while they're still, you know, nailing down the set. And so I decided, I need a snack. I went out to the hallway because we couldn't put our things backstage yet. Everything was kind of all over the place, so I'm bent over in my bag, grabbing a cookie. I turn around with a Milano sticking out of my mouth, and standing right there, unbeknownst to me, is this man who I will forever remember exactly how this man looks. He had black shiny shoes, nice black slacks, a beautiful gray and purple Argyle sweater, gray curly hair, and his jaw was to the ground. I took the cookie out of my mouth, said, "Oh, sorry," and scooted back in that theater like I had not just scared the absolute life out of this man. He looked at me like he had seen a ghost, and can you blame him? And so all I can think now is, oh no, my friends who were putting on this show were supposed to meet with the pastor of the church that day. I just totally scared the crap out of the pastor. Ugh, this is not going well. And so I'm waiting for him to come in or one of my friends to go out for this meeting. And in the meantime, I don't hear the elevator, I don't hear the stairs, but I'm also not looking for these things. Fast forward a couple of months and the show has gone on. It was an event, to be sure, and we're working on a new production. Mostly the same group of people, but now we're in a different space. And for some reason, we were talking about Dracula, and it just occurred to me to ask one of those friends who put on the production, "Oh, hey, did you ever have that meeting with the pastor that day?" And he said, "I don't know what you're talking about." I said, no, you were supposed to meet with the pastor, and I kind of scared the crap out of him in the hallway that day. And so I explained the whole thing, how I'm standing there, how I turn around, and all of a sudden this man is just there in the purple Argyle sweater with the gray curly hair, chin to the floor. He's got nothing for me. He says, oh, I think you should tell Kira what you saw. Kira directed the show. And so I did. I was like, hey, Kira, who is this guy? So if he's not the pastor, does he work in the office? Does he run the kitchens? And she was like, no, everyone who runs the kitchens dresses in like sneakers and jeans. The pastor is the kind of guy who rolls up his sleeves and gets down to the dirty work. So there should have been no one in the building that day. You saw Al. I think we all know where this is going. I say, who's Al? She said, the next time you take that elevator, take a look at the plaque inside of it. And sure enough, there is a plaque dedicating the elevator to a man named Al, a member of the congregation who was a retired vet and in his time at the church became the elevator operator for quite a time until his death. So there you go. It's a fun little story about the day I scared a ghost. Happy hauntings.
Elevator.
I love elevator.
That's amazing.
What a lovely voice.
So nice. And obviously it's not just her voice that's nice. If Al was taken aback, so.
Yeah, his jaw was agape.
Right?
Yeah, he was drooling on his Argyle sweater. Grace wrote, Kat and Jethro, I had my very first Boo effect today. I'm a dog trainer, and I often listen to Boo on my way to my clients' homes. Today, I was driving, and I was listening to Box 613, especially the story about owls. After working with my client, we were chatting about his job. Turns out, he studies owls.
Hey!
Specifically, eradicating an invasive species of owl so that the native population can thrive. It was interesting learning about his work. I also suggested that he listen to Boo. Thanks, Grace, for doing that. Thanks for telling people, whether they're clients or friends. We appreciate it. P.S. It makes me smile every time one of you calls us beautiful freaks. It means more to me than you could ever know. Well,
that's
you
so
are
sweet.
One of our favorite beautiful freaks. Thank you for writing in, Grace.
And I love how you're happy to share about our podcast without asking to be paid, unlike my mother.
Your mom wants cash?
Yeah. She told me the other day that she ran into someone at Lowe's or something, and she was telling them about what I was doing. She said, and then I told them to check out your podcast. So, and then she started discussing dollar amounts. And I was like, I don't think that's no.
What was the dollar amount? I'm curious.
Oh, she wants a quarter for every person she talks to. So, I mean, I don't have that kind of cash.
Yeah, she's chatty. She'll go to the grocery store and talk to everybody.
Every person she encounters.
Like it's a lifelong friend, and they're clearly strangers.
The other day, I had to take her out to get something, and we were in a store, and a woman was trying to get by us in the aisle. Oh, God. Okay, so a woman was behind us in the aisle with her cart. We were in the aisle with our cart, and my mom's taking up most of the aisle because that's what she does. And this woman was trying to get by and she said, oh, excuse me. And my mom said, and hold on, hold on. My mom said, I'll bend over and you can have some of it. Why would you say that to a stranger? Like, that's not words that we say out loud to strangers.
Yeah. Well, some of us do, but often it ends up with jail time. So you've had a good week.
It's been so weird.
Dear Kat and Jethro, listening to the listeners' favorite episodes, and you discussed the Yukamama and speculating it might be a close descendant of the Titanoboa. This morning, I opened my newspaper, the headline, quote, extinct snake discovered in India is the largest ever recorded. Certainly a Boo effect. if I've ever seen one.
Absolutely.
Although it's probably in the algorithm at work. Jethro is right. This is nightmare fuel. And now I'm on some list and we'll be seeing more of these stories. Thanks for bringing that into my world. And here's hoping Kat does not get her wish. I don't think anyone is really ready for her to be swallowed whole by a snake just yet.
Thank you.
I could do without watching a giant snake swallow my wife. Although she's a tiny little thing, it wouldn't take a very big snake.
That's enough. Jess commented, how did you guys say anaconda so many times without making a Sir Mix-a-Lot reference? You know what?
That's
a fair. Great point.
Baby got back.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side benzo sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
It's impressive how many songs lyrically are in your head.
Well, there's not much else. Let's be real.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I remember I got you to sing What a Man by Salt-N-Pepa at our Nashville show, and it brought the house down. People at Zany's were thrilled with that. They were standing and cheering.
They were just shouting out the right lyrics.
Oh, I misunderstood.
I was reading the lyrics to Jump Around by House of Pain the other day. You have no idea how many of those words I've had wrong for my entire life.
Well, that's fair. There's a lot of misheard lyrics.
And I was learning the lyrics when I was like 10. So
sure.
I didn't know what a gat was.
Probably best. This one comes in from Insomniac Strategies. I could honestly listen to a full episode of Kat singing Limp Bizkit. So you got to put out a CD, sweetie. Limp Bizkit, Salt-N-Pepa.
House of Pain.
House of Pain, Sir Mix-a-Lot. The people, they love it.
Yo. Joanna Phylaxis on TikTok commented on our TikTok that includes a clip from the Dudleys episode.
The Dudleys. The Dudleys.
And she writes, Cats murr after the Dudleys. Reminded me of the mummy voice.
Me too.
My straw and coffee made that noise today when I took the last sip.
That's funny. We enjoy this part of the Box of Oddities, doing the inbox so much, and we really appreciate all of the correspondence that we get. And I'm going back and I'm rereading some of these things. And again, I just want to apologize that we haven't responded to every single email. It would be impossible, but we do read every single email.
Yeah.
And I have flagged so many of them for this inbox of oddities feature that we do. This is kind of our way of answering your emails if we haven't done it in the old-fashioned way.
If we can.
Yes. Curator at theboxofoddities.com.
We appreciate you guys so much.
And we'll see you next time.
Until then, keep flying that freak flag.
Fly it proudly, you beautiful freak.
And so, let it be known that the Box of Oddities belongs to you, and its fate is in your hands. We wish to offer our deeply felt gratitude and appreciation for your patronage. TheBoxOfOddities.com. On Facebook at Facebook.com/Box of Oddities Podcast and Instagram at Box of Oddities Podcast. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Hello everyone, it's Takuya here.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are the hosts of History of Everything, a podcast which you can probably guess by the name is, well, I mean, it's about everything. Do you want to know why people thought potatoes were evil and would give you syphilis? Are you curious about all the stories of the terrible and stupid ways that people have kicked the bucket over the years? Do you want to hear tales about all of the different badasses of history and the lives that they had brought to life? Well, if so, then look no further. History of Everything is just the right podcast for you. It's available on Spotify, Pandora, and anywhere else that you get your podcast from. Join us for some fun and just see how weird and wacky history can be.
If you like this podcast, can we recommend another one? It's called Big Picture Science. You can hear it wherever you get your podcasts, and its name tells part of the story. The big picture questions and the most interesting research in science.
Seth and I are the hosts. Seth is a scientist. I am Molly, and I'm a science journalist. And we talk to people
smarter than us, and we have fun along the way. The show is called Big Picture Science, and as Seth said, you can hear it wherever you get your podcasts.